Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
Do the same shit y'all do. Let's go. Let's chase bitches.
Nah, we don't do that.
Can you do a backflip?
Nah, can you do no backflip?
I never can flip, though. I hated them niggas that can flip.
Bro. Yeah, I was envious of them
niggas.
Dang,
wait. You hated the niggas that can flip? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I ain't like niggas that can flip.
Used to take their girlfriends to the elementary.
Yeah. even if they didn't take them,
you know that they look
like
that.
We talked about it on the pod, too.
See, bro.
Now I knew this nigga named Woody. He can do 50 pull-ups and flip. I'm like, man, fuck this nigga.
50 pull-ups is crazy.
Ugliest nigga at the school.
But pull bitches because he can do pull
and flip. He can flip. After we play kickball, this nigga will do 15 flips. And
oh, who just can flip? Yeah,
I would have told that nigga, sit your ass down.
Man, I hate that nigga. See, now you see what I'm saying? I hate that nigga. But yeah, 2010, man. 2022, Wagner. 2022 is even more crazier. Like, y'all just now getting out here.
Yeah, it is, but it's not at the same time. Because our generation different.
It is. It's y'all got an awkward generation.
Nah, dead ass.
Awkward.
Yeah, just a little awkward. You got real young niggas like yourselves, you know.
That generation.
Now, I don't like the females in that generation.
Yeah, ain't a woman like the ain't a woman like the 50s.
Mate.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is the Big and Lazy podcast. I got my co-host and partner,
Lazy. My niggas over here looking for his cousin.
Man, I can't. That's fucked up, man.
He forgot to say I'm big. Hey, man, listen, man. We got two special guests today.
Double up.
Came to fuck with us one time. I'm going to let y'all introduce yourself, man.
Really, Dame.
You got to pull his mic up.
Oh, yeah. And I forgot we even have mics.
Facts.
Really Dame in the building.
Hey, 4K man. John. Yes.
That's what's up, man. What y'all been up to, man? How y'all feeling today?
Shit, we feeling good. No, I've been asleep all day, basically.
Yeah. Really?
I'm energized.
You been sleeping all day.
Yeah, so tell the world. We already know what y'all do. So tell the world what y'all lane is, you know, what y'all like to do, you know.
Let them know what we be doing.
Trolling.
A lot of people don't like what we do because it be making niggas mad and shit. But
that's not even the point. That's
it's really for entertainment.
Yeah,
it is.
Like what we do is like make people laugh during the day. You know, sometimes you might need a little brightener.
That's what I'm saying. You never know what people's going through, so I'm trying to make somebody laugh.
I'll definitely watch those type of videos the most.
Bro, my first podcast, I used to troll, like, I used to be on, like, social media trolling niggas. It wasn't nothing like y'all, but my first podcast was the Troll Gods, and I used to troll the hell out.
Troll Gods?
Yeah, the Troll Gods. It's my first, it's like 5, 6 years ago, the Troll Gods. It's me and my homie. But we wasn't really troll niggas on there, but we used to troll niggas, like, on motherfucker on social media. Yeah. It got kind of old now. Like you said, the world done got sensitive and shit.
But y'all be in Home Depot, Walmart.
Yeah, it don't matter.
McDonald's.
It don't matter.
Walgreens, everywhere. Dollar Tree. I'm telling you. City Trends.
I don't think we ever been Dollar Tree.
Maybe I think it's my video. I was getting out of water bed and then the silly street.
Nah, bro.
I think it's a beautiful thing, though, because, like, y'all actually trying to make money off of y'all personalities and shit y'all like to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all being young, like, that's what I say all the time. Like, if we would have been on this wave of, like, social media, because I remember when social media really, like, YouTube first started getting popping, like I was getting on there to watch rap battles and shit like that. But
yeah,
niggas like Soulja Boy hopped on there. And
watch rap battles. What's that
nigga name? Hot Super Fire.
Super Hot Fire.
Yeah,
that, but I'm not a rapper.
I grew up with that nigga.
The little rapper. Funny nigga.
Yeah,
he's like, oh,
I ain't heard of him. Super Hot.
You ain't heard of him?
Bro. Yeah, what?
He's red.
Bro, when were you born?
But y'all actually making
damn. Man, my pops got an 89 Caprice. God damn. Oh, 04?
04? Yeah. God damn.
04 babies.
04.
God. I was 04. Okay.
Damn.
What's up?
91.
Damn.
Damn.
91 was a good time.
Your pops really got an 89 Caprice, though?
Yeah.
I got an 86, like, in its perfect condition.
Yeah, he had a
like,
box Chevy.
Yep, box Chevy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Damn. So, how's it feel to be, how old are y'all niggas? 19,
20.
He just turned 20.
How's it feel to be not even legal yet? You can't even drink without.
I mean,
man, you know, I don't drink anyway.
Oh, yeah, I don't do it anyway. So
that's good. That's good. That's good. I remember when I was 19 and 20.
It seems like it was yesterday.
You know what I was saying? You know what I was saying?
You stay away from them.
You know what I was saying? When I was 19 and 20, man, them niggas that's 30, old as a motherfucker. Yeah. Them niggas is old.
Uh-huh.
How do you know?
I'm 30. I'll be 32 this year. 33 this year.
33?
Yeah.
Right. That's not bad, though.
It's not bad. I mean, you feel me? I'm in my prime right now. You know what I'm saying? I can do whatever. I can do everything y'all can do.
True.
Everything.
Like what?
I mean, I'm married, so I can't chase no tail.
Backflip.
Can you do a backflip?
I can't.
Oh, a trampoline.
I can't.
Do a backflip on the ground.
I'm scared.
I do it right here on the glass table. Nah.
I mean, I could never flip on ground. I can flip on a trampoline.
Yeah.
But ground is where it counts. Niggas ain't getting reps for jumping on backflips.
Anybody can do it.
You know what I'm saying? My little son can do that shit.
Anybody can do it.
So what type of shit y'all like to do, man? Being 19, 20 in this world that we living in right now, man. Like,
for real.
Illegal stuff.
Nah. Not for real. Not for real. Illegal stuff.
Like,
cause like we just like to have fun. But like most of the
it's like
stuff
that
goes into that category is
it's
illegal.
Legally illegal. Right. But it's like
it's legally illegal.
It's like it's legal. No, it's illegal. But it's legal. But it should be legal. But it's illegal.
It's illegal. But you should be doing it.
But it shouldn't be illegal.
Like in moral, like it's.
Like sliding cars. You know, like just going to an abandoned factory, open parking lot or something like that with no traffic and just
having fun.
Doing a donut or something like that.
Having fun.
Okay,
that's fun. Like it's illegal, but it shouldn't be illegal, you know?
Yeah, I feel
like a legally illegal thing.
I feel you. So I seen on your profile picture, you've been buckled before.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah. I know those profile pictures.
Yeah, that was
subscribe back.
2022, right? It was 2022. Yeah, 2022. I did a prank at Louisville. The university, and I was supposed to do it with him, but he was sick. I
told him not to do it.
It was a whole bunch of signs saying not to go to Louisville that day. I almost got hit by a semi that day. He was sick, and then something else had happened. What else happened?
Didn't you forget something? You had forgot a SIM card or something.
Yeah, I forgot something that had to do something with recording. So it was like God telling me don't record, feel me? So I was with this white boy. I ain't going to say no names because you never know who's watching. But I was with this white boy, and he dressed up as a cop. So we basically went inside classes and did a fake arrest, and I was the person getting arrested. Mm-hmm. So the first class we did, we was taking a test. Like, we sat down and all. We was taking the test. My friend had came in, and I'm not even a student at Louisville, and I was taking a test at Louisville.
That's what I'm saying. How did you get a fucking test?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The professor gave me a test. Uh-huh. So I'm sitting down, taking the test. My cameraman is in there taking the test with the camera. So my friend came in as the police officer, and he was like, we have a warrant for blah, blah, blah. He used a fake name. I forgot what name it was. Mm-hmm. And then basically I got into character, was acting scared, chased me around the classroom. He arrested me, and everybody was like, what's going on? And that was the first class we did. And then we were supposed to do the next class like 30 minutes later, but they canceled the class or something. We didn't know because we didn't go there.
Yeah.
So we had a group of people walk up to us, and they was like, come prank our class, because they knew us. They was like, come prank our class, do this. And the class is like 5 minutes from like the main campus, like from where the cafe's at. It's like 5 minutes from there.
Yeah.
So we had to drive to that class. So we went over there. We just, scoping the scenery out. And we looked at the door. It was like, trespassers will be whatever, like, feel arrested or whatever. So, we was like, fuck it. We're going to do it anyway. We went in. And We went in. I went in. I was in there for like 10 minutes by myself with my cameraman. And that's when he came in. And it went on for a minute. Like, he was chasing me for at least a good 2-3 minutes. We were on the stage.
In the classroom.
Yeah, in the classroom. But look, this is the thing I don't understand. The class, we wasn't doing no work in there. It was just a basically like hang out and talk to your friends type class. So we was like, oh, this is a cool class to do. They not doing no work. We not disrupting nothing. So it's just a little prank. So we running around the classroom for like 2-3 minutes. He finally get me arrested. I'm on the ground. And what happened? The professor walked up and she was like, what's going on? She was like, you're not even a real cop. He was like, yes, I am. He put out a fake badge and flashed it. She was like, let me see it again. And then that's when the professor was on my side at first. She was like, are you okay? This and that. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what's going on, why he chased me. So then that's when he left. Him and his cameraman left. Me and my cameraman still in there. I looked at my cameraman. I'm still in character. So I was like, bro, what are y'all doing, bro? Y'all think this is funny? Being TikTokers, YouTubers? Then this is when the professor realized my cameraman was right there. She attacked my cameraman, like grabbed the camera and all. Yeah, and guess what this nigga did?
What?
Gave her the camera.
Ah,
I said, bro, what are you doing? That's all I'm thinking in my head. I said, bro, what are you doing? It with ease. He just let her have it. No fight back or nothing. Like, you're a whole man, bro. Just,
man, just run off.
That's what I'm saying. So then I'm thinking of a way to get my camera back because it's $1,000 camera. I'm not leaving without it.
Right.
So I'm thinking of a way to get my camera back. I'm in the class for like 15 minutes. I'm on the phone with my cameraman and the white guy I was with. And I was just telling them, I was like, bro, they got my camera. I'm already leave. They still think I'm a student at this point.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's when she was like, what's your name? She was basically like, I guess, trying to investigate. She was like, what's your name? She looked at her attendance, and she was like, your name's not on here. And I was like, no, I'm not in this class right now. I'm in a different class. She's like, oh, okay. So now at this point, she's like getting to notice that I'm not a student. So then that's when what happened? I was trying to figure out how to get my camera back because she was like guarding it. It was like on her desk.
Yeah.
And she was like standing in front of it, guarding it. And I was like, bro, she's trying to like not give it back. So I walked up to it, and I just tried to take it and run. She held on to it. I had a tripod and I had the camera. She held on to the tripod part and I had the camera. So at this point, now we tussling over it. And then that's when I let go because one of our students, big body girl, she's a linebacker. She attacked me. She's holding me down. Yeah. So
damn.
She attacked me. She's holding my feet. I'm like, bro, what is going on? She's holding my feet. So now the professor, she threw my camera and pissed me off. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? So, it went way too far. Yeah. All because my cameraman let her have the camera.
Yeah,
because
we can all just run out of this motherfucker.
Literally, we all just leave. So now I got the big girl holding me down by my feet. It's a whole video. Like, everybody in the class is recording. And I'm looking. I'm like, bro, I'm not ready to do nothing because I'm black. I'm a male. These are two females. It's going to look bad on me.
Yeah.
So
smart man.
So at this point, I'm like, bro, just give my camera back and I'll leave this and that. And she was like saying no. She threw it again. This time she threw it on the floor. So then that's when I picked up her phone. I said, we're going to make a trade. You're not getting your phone back until I get my camera back. Mm. But at this point, the cops was coming. So the cops had came in and they was like, bro, leave. I was like, bro, she has my camera. I'm not leaving without my camera. He was like, you think this is a game? It was a big Mexican. Like, he was probably like 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
Like, he needed to be in the NBA or something. He was a Mexican nigga. He said, you think this is a game?
I ain't never seen a 6'4 Mexican.
Yeah, me neither.
What the fuck?
I was like, bro, I just want my camera back and I will leave. And then he started pushing me. I was like, oh, he's one of these cops. So I was like, I'm just ready to leave. And then at this point, I'm leaving. And what's it called? They had said something. They was like, he has her phone, this and that. But the whole time I set it back down because I already had gave it back. So they was like, he has her phone. And he was like, you got it? I was like, no, you can check me. So we left. Then the other, his co-op. His partner started questioning me. He was like, where do you go? I'm lying to him, saying that I go to Simmons and I was just here for the library or whatever. Then they tried to search my name up and they was like, you're not in the system. I gave him a fake name. They was like, you're not in the system.
They got campus police.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's who I pulled up. And he was like, you're not in the system, this and that. And I was like, yeah, I don't go here. I go to Simmons. I go Bellarmine or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that's when they was like, oh, okay. And then he was like, well, you're trespassing. I said, how am I trespassing? It's open to the public. And then that's when we were just talking for like 15, 20 minutes, just him questioning me. And then at this point, I was like, bro, I'm probably ready to just go to jail.
Yeah. Because
we was talking for way too long.
You ain't take off running. You ain't like, your instinct's like, let me get off. And
he wanted that camera,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he had the camera, okay.
I still had my camera at that point. So I was like, bro, I'm not leaving without my camera. So
the cops will come and get your camera for you, yeah, even if they locking
facts.
You up.
Did you ever get it back?
Yeah, I got it back.
Okay.
Yeah. So at this point, my cameraman had came back, but they didn't know. They kept telling me who all is a part of it. And I was just keeping my mouth shut. I wasn't telling them.
Yeah, because
so I didn't want all of us to go down.
Yeah.
You feel me? I just take the blame for it.
There
so, my cameraman came back. I was like, he was like, who's this? I was like, my friend, to make sure everything's straight. So now he's there. He was like, he was telling my friend to leave. And then they gave my camera back at that point. They gave my camera to my cameraman. And then that's when they took it back. They was like, this is for investigation. I was like, it's just a camera. What are y'all investigating?
Right.
And then that's when, yeah, he arrested me.
Mm. Damn.
They charged me with, trespassing, second degree robbery.
What?
Yeah. Impersonating a cop.
Oh, wow.
And I got a minutes charge.
So did you beat the case? How did they, are you still fighting it?
Nah, the case is over, but the case is over, but they said, after 2 years, probation, basically, I can't get in no more trouble.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. So it's already been a year, so I only got a year left.
All off of trying to do a prank.
What I don't understand is they gave me impersonating a cop. I wasn't even dressing up as a cop. And then they gave me second degree robbery for picking up her phone.
What they hit the cameraman with? Nothing?
Nah, nobody else got charged but me.
So he ain't telling nobody else. So,
yeah.
In the midst of all of that, was your camera broken?
Nah, my camera never broke. That's the thing.
Okay.
That's what's up.
It's a wild time we living in, man. Young niggas out here really grinding for this content, man. It's amazing, though.
Yeah, I went viral that day too. The freshman from University of Louisville, they had posted me on their Snapchat. They had like 10,000 views.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody
That's what you were shooting for, though. Shit.
Everybody was following me.
Like
they shut the school down that day too.
Really?
Yeah, people couldn't leave the classrooms or nothing. And then I was getting death threats and like shit. Niggas were saying they was gonna beat me up, this and that.
When I see you, we gonna fight.
Yeah, I was like,
like, who's upset? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Why are y'all mad? Y'all out of class because of me. Y'all don't got class. Y'all should be happy. So
must have been some nerds. I really wanted
to. Had to be.
I studied all night for this test.
Facts.
I can't take it.
So then, like 2 days later, some girl had texted me and she was like, they got your picture up at campus saying it's you're wanted or whatever, and I can't come back. I was like, take a picture. She never sent a picture.
Bro, so we went. Remember, we was at UPS. We went that night.
Bro.
That went to UPS?
No. Nah, bro.
We went that night and went to go see if they had the pictures up. There was no pictures up. It was capping.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a wild ride, though. How long have you buckled up?
I went in at 4. I got out at like 10, 11, so like 6-7 hours.
Okay.
So when did you start making that type of content?
Both
of y'all. Like, when did y'all start together? Was it
summer. I started the end of senior year, so 2022, like around May. But I wasn't doing pranks at first. I was one of them, bro, this shit is so cringy. I was one of them, yo, what's your favorite color? Public interview. I hate doing that shit.
You started in May. I started in August.
Yeah, he started.
Or September. My first video was like a basketball game.
It was a football game.
Oh, yeah, it was a football game.
It was like August. But yeah, he started after the summer ended, and I started before the summer started, so.
Okay. Like, what's some of, like, your inspirations of getting, like, or was it just like, I'm just going to.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check. It's the link's going to be in the description. in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
That's who?
I mean, I got somebody that I look up to, like his name De'Adrian Harden. He does pranks and he does the type of content I do. So that's what I really got into because of him. So, why did you get into it?
Man, I was watching Kanell Joseph. I was watching De'Adrian. Yeah. I was watching Loaf. I feel like this is free. Like
the Joseph nigga, ain't that the nigga from Florida?
No, he from Tennessee.
Okay, yeah, I know what I'm talking about though. The
talking about the hot chip.
He be like freaky. He be like Joe. I forgot Stevie Joe. I forgot this nigga's name. Think we're talking about
the same person.
This nigga had a grill. He's always fucking with people. People would beat his ass and shit.
Do y'all watch the Mystery Box, nigga? Brandon, the Mystery Box.
Brandon.
Like he be. Do you want to do this like a Mystery Box?
Oh,
like
he's white.
Yeah, white guy. Yeah, he's hilarious, man. Yeah,
I follow all them motherfuckers that be in the mall. Be like, what's your phone number? The last few digits of your phone number, and they say, and he be like, all right, that's your budget.
And
if you're following me, then I give you more.
Yeah,
like that's crazy. I think that should be real.
I'm
like,
too broke for that.
Man, they said the script. I feel like sometimes that's the script. Like you just walk up to them, like, "Hey, you want to be on this video real quick? What I need you to do is blah blah blah." Like,
facts. Act like I'm buying you shit.
Right, it ain't really what it
walk
is.
Walk out with some bags that you already got.
Yeah.
So y'all's is pretty authentic. So like, what's the most views y'all done had on a video? Like.
Man, the most views I had on the video was my probably my blasting inappropriate songs in a library prank. I was blasting like hella like
inappropriate.
It was like hella inappropriate
sexy
songs.
Red.
On.
Cupcake.
Sexy red cupcake. Who else was it? It was it was a whole bunch of like I ain't even gonna lie, some gay stuff. There was some songs in there, bro. I just blasted like during a class or during the whole like.
I was just
auditorium. I'm talking about like a cold college.
Like
college. I went to WKU. Like, I would just go to libraries and do it and stuff like that. Emma had like 30K, almost 30K or 40K, something like that.
I got 100K on a short video, so that's really nothing. But real video, I was giving out N-word passes. I got like 40-50K on that.
Damn, that's
what is on Instagram or YouTube?
It blew up on Instagram. I had like 3 million likes and it had like 15-20 million views. And Instagram took it down.
Damn, boy, they be hating Instagram.
They just hate us, man.
That's when I was blowing up last summer. All my reels was blowing up. Like I'll post something, a million views, post another 500K. Everything was blowing up. I mean, I don't know.
But like, would you seeing like some money off it? Like, you ever
nah, Instagram, not no money, but YouTube, I get paid. But Instagram, I ain't enrolled into the whatever it's called. I ain't enrolled into that. So,
like, what's the biggest check you've seen from like YouTube? Like, what's like,
not a lot,
not a lot,
not a lot,
couple hundred.
Yeah,
that's decent though. Yeah. Off doing some, you know what I'm saying, some prank shit. And
I mean, yeah, it is
showing your personality, just being goofy. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's big though. That's major to even see anything because some people be rapping and doing shit for years and don't make no money off YouTube at all. So was y'all doing pranks at Butler?
I was always a class clown. It just, I ain't never recorded nothing.
Right.
I should have started. That's what I kept telling myself. I said, I should have started senior year, recording. Because senior year, nigga, I had two real classes and the rest of the day, I was just being me.
Yeah.
Like,
I was in gym period for like, 3 or 4 periods.
Mm-hmm.
So I had so much free time senior year and I should have started recording, but I didn't start to the end. So, this guy,
bro, I ain't even gonna lie.
He was a shy ass nigga.
No, I was not. Hold on, I was not shy.
You was like, not outgoing.
I always,
you stayed.
Bro, no,
that
I was on TikTok. Like, I had like TikTok. Like, I would do TikTok trends. Like, I did the trend where they was like stealing stuff, but like,
oh, the devious.
I was doing like devious
what you
looks.
From Bella?
I was doing a trend where we like walk through people.
You talking about like a little crowd walking through the crowd?
Yeah,
like,
okay, I remember that. I had somebody push me, and then I was out there, but I wasn't out there at the same time. Like I had people that I was like, let's start a YouTube channel. Like we were doing stuff outside of school.
Yeah,
doing like going to Walmart scenario, doing stuff like that. But then they was too scared to like do it with me. So I always got
that's the thing. People are always scared.
I didn't get influenced into like I was influenced to do it, but I was like, dang, they ain't trying to do it, and I guess I ain't doing it either.
Right.
And then after a while I ended up dropping them. I was like, I'm ready.
You gotta be a leader.
I was like, I'm doing my own thing. Like I need to I need to do my do what I need to do. You feel
right.
me? Like,
right.
So I picked up the camera, started being me, started doing stuff I actually like to do.
So what y'all parents think about y'all's
my granny, she don't say nothing now, but first she didn't like it. She every time I came back from doing a video, cause this one video I did, I got on top of the Walmart coolers and the cops had came and they was just escorting me out and nothing too big. And yeah. I came home. Well, it was like 2 days later I had posted it. I came home. She was yelling. She was like, "Are you out of your mind? This and that." I'm like, bro. All I did was get on top of a Walmart cooler. Like, yeah, it sound dangerous or it sound like you shouldn't be doing it, but. She had, like, I killed somebody.
Yeah.
She was like, you going to go to jail one day. I mean, I did go to jail, but she be jinxing me, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents, they cool with stuff that I do as long as I don't get myself hurt and as long as they can, like, benefit from it. When they found out I was doing YouTube, they was like, what? My son's doing that? They was like, he ain't even this anti-social. I mean, he ain't even this social. What do you mean he do that? Yeah. Like, they couldn't believe it. But then, like, after a while, they didn't mess with it. But then it was like, I mean, shoot, as long as you ain't going out there getting yourself hurt,
right.
Going to jail or nothing, as long as you safe.
Yeah. I mean, what can they really do?
Do what you want to do.
Got grown now.
They can't really do too much.
Right.
It's like, I mean, I bought my camera, feel me?
Facts.
So it's like
and it's not like it's not a thing.
It's a real thing. Yeah, yeah. Like.
So then I started telling them, like, what I could be doing, like, how I see myself doing it and what I see myself doing, like, 5 years or something, like, other influencers and be like, see, I could be doing this. I can make it happen. So then ever since then, they was like, all right, let me see it. Then, like, let me see you make this money doing what you want to do then.
Right. Do it ever be on y'all, but like, man, y'all need to find jobs. Y'all need to.
Yeah, my granny always say I need a real job. She always
say like, they be like, find you a plan B just in case it don't work. I be like, I mean.
But YouTube, they don't understand, bro. YouTube pays millions, bro.
Yeah.
Just, like, in a couple years, bro. I'm gonna be getting millions off of YouTube.
Yeah,
I told my granny
we too, gonna be getting millions.
Oh,
yeah.
I told my granny and my mama when I first started doing it over the summer 2022. I said I'm gonna start making money. Just wait on me.
Right.
8 months later, I started making money off of YouTube.
Right.
You gotta trust the process.
Well, like you said, when you first came in, you was like, you ain't really being consistent with it. Like,
yeah,
just from an OG, if that's what you want to say. To a young G, that's the key, bro. Like,
consistency.
Like, I do music, but I was so inconsistent with music. It's like, because I was like a seasonal rapper. Like, you know what I mean? I like to rap in October. You know, shit like that. You know, who the fuck am I just to say I'm dropping in October and I'm dropping around Valentine's
Day. Got an album dropping in 4 months.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody give a fuck about that shit when you ain't nobody. But
dropping on Easter.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was, you know what I'm saying? But. Y'all got content, man. Like, y'all really, and y'all ain't scared to do it. That's the key. Like, look at DC Young Fly. DC Young Fly was fucking with his mom on camera, fucking with his friends. Just, you know what I'm saying? Now he's.
That's like one of the first ones I've seen that started on Instagram, like social media, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah, it started with Vine.
Yeah.
That's what started this whole social media.
It did. Do you remember? Because Instagram didn't have videos at first.
They did.
When Vine came.
It was just pictures.
Yeah, that's when they put the little.
You couldn't even DM at first.
You couldn't. Show them what couldn't.
Yeah.
Nigga, oh man, you can DM now. You still get screenshotted, boy. My boy got a shred of light.
You got the shred of light. So what's dating like, you know, being 19, 20, you know, in 2024, man?
All I can say is right now I'm single. You feel me? I'm not looking for nothing. I'm just trying to stay to myself and get my life ready for the future.
That's smart.
On that there you go.
Uh-oh. He's the lover guy.
I'm basically married, you feel me?
Okay.
I got an old girl, you feel me?
That's what's up, though.
You feel me?
That's what's up, though.
Yeah, I ain't. You feel me? I got my girl.
How long y'all been together?
About 8, 9, 12, about a year.
Okay.
Yeah. You go from 8 to...
About a year.
That's what's up, though. That's what's up. Ain't no wrong with having a lady, though, man.
Ain't no wrong with having a lady.
Yeah.
As long as you know you ain't wasting your time, man. Yeah. That's all I got to say, because I was tied up at 19, for sure. I was having my first son at 19, so.
Do y'all run into, like, the cash at me?
Definitely.
The cash at me, you know what I mean? I see it more in the younger, like, you know.
The what?
Like, the cash at me queens, like.
Oh my God. our generation got that bad. Man. Yeah, that's all the females want this day is money from a nigga. Like,
yeah.
you don't care that I love you. You feel me?
Right.
Like, I give you hugs. I give you flowers. Why you won't? And they be asking for unrealistic shit. Like, cash out me $1,000 or pay my paychecks. Give me, if I don't go to work,
pay for my bills and my
bills. That's what I'm saying. Like, stuff like that. It's unrealistic, bro. We are 19. We are not no millionaires. We out here trying to be millionaires. You can get that. If you stay with me, you can get that in the long run. But right now, I'm not cash up. I'm not cash up to nobody.
Strong, really, this generation is like, they'll be bringing that to the table in this generation. Well, feel me? But like, other than
A lot of females don't bring shit to the table. Yeah. They want shit, but they don't give shit.
They be thinking like,
just because I'm pretty and got some
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It only gets worse, fellas, because once they get older and start having children, just hear me out on this too. They be like, men are, you know, scavengers, vultures. We do this, we do that, we fucked up. But women date for survival. Women would date off, you know what I'm saying? What can you do for me?
Yeah.
You feel me? That's just a snake. You know what I'm saying? To not love a motherfucker and really just be milking.
I look at
them.
It as competition. Like, with the next nigga, like, oh, I got to compete with him because he might have a better car. He might dress better. Like, he don't love you better.
But that's the key, though, because that's how I found my wife. You feel me? The key is, like, shit, if I ain't got nothing right now to give you, but like you said, real love, that's the key.
Yeah,
you feel me? Because, I mean, you got grown men out here that pay for it. You can pay for it in many ways. Look, I do this for you. I do that for you. You ain't necessarily got to be paying bills, but certain niggas, they know that they can get this woman because they got money.
Yeah.
You feel me? And then somebody else with a bigger bag come around, or you get buckled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she not there.
And she's not there. You feel me? And
let me ask y'all this. It was like when I was in high school, it was a couple of girls, you know, that's, you know, more attractive side that mess with older men. Is that still a thing in high school?
Hell yeah. Because
I had a chick in my class, no lie. Oh, my boyfriend's 23. I said, 23?
Yeah, a lot of females do that still.
I know a shorty. It was like sophomore year. She was messing with a nigga in jail. Sending monies and type shit. I was like, what?
Yeah. But
I don't. She going outside early.
I don't.
Like, I'm 16. What about your grades? Not what you doing?
You got a test coming up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
You didn't finish the project last week. What you doing?
Because, what's it called? Females will look at dudes for messing with a girl younger, but when they do it, I ain't saying it's right, but when they do it, they don't see a problem with it.
Man, like, you're right about that.
That's stupid.
Because I'm 34, and y'all hilarious. You know, I might mess with a 24-year-old, 25. Oh,
that's not bad. Y'all both grown.
But listen, a woman my age, I like them older. I like them with gray hair. That's the same thing.
They're like sugar daddies, man. Look, a lot of women date for what you can do. You know what I'm saying? That's why you'll see a young girl riding with a nigga that got gray hair. He's an OG in the hood, you know. Crazy. But he's paying bills. He eating ass. That's all they want. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, though,
it gets worse when you start dating women that have kids.
Yeah.
When y'all start finding these women that y'all like, and then it's like, damn, you got a baby? Yeah, she fine. Most of the 9 times out of 10, she fine. She got one or one coming.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I got to start looking like now though, because our generation, young, everybody had babies at a young age.
Yes.
It's crazy. Wait to get my age. They all got 4 and 5.
That's what happens.
It's crazy.
That's what happens.
I ain't got nothing myself, but man,
it's coming.
It's coming for y'all. He 34. He might be like, "Fucking, I ain't having none.
Might have missed my window."
You better be careful that after that 1 year, a good year, shit, your ass already in love. You know me, I got an old lady, Cal Larry with the statue.
Cal Larry.
So I'm gonna ask y'all this, just switched up a little bit. Like, how was it going school during COVID? Y'all was going, like, how was that?
Man, during COVID, we was online during COVID. So like,
hey, COVID.
When it was school, man. I was on the PlayStation with my laptop sitting right beside me. I wasn't worrying about class, or I was either in the bed waking up to class has ended. Like, I wasn't really doing that with COVID in school year. If I didn't have to do it, I wasn't gonna do it.
Y'all got lucky, man.
If I had to do it, I was not gonna do it, and I still passed. I ain't even gonna lie. Barely though.
COVID year was, I feel like it was a good year But at the same time, it's like people was dying and stuff. But
yeah.
Besides that, we're gonna talk about the school part.
Yeah.
So like it was easy for Butler because we had classes from 8 to like 11 or 12. So we didn't have a full school day online. Mm-hmm. Most schools they had be in class for an hour and get out at 3. And I'm like, oh hell no. Nah. I'm glad I go Butler. Cause we was only doing 8 to 12. So yeah, that's like cool, he said, shit. I'll be on the game. I'm not even paying attention, but I'll still be passing.
I don't see how my sister passed. She didn't do no work. She didn't. Yeah.
Some teachers were cool. Like
my son didn't do no work. He was in elementary, but I'm telling you, he didn't do nothing. He sat in front of her and take a nap.
Man, I don't even remember how I even passed like COVID.
Nah, my grades got real bad during COVID, but I still passed. It was like, I wasn't no failing kid.
Especially towards the end.
Still
what year did y'all graduate?
22.
Okay. That was right at the teal.
Damn.
But next time I see Tails, call it Teal. That's what call it Teal. T-I-A-L.
Bro, it was like right towards the end of the year. I was like, man, I ain't worried about none of this, man. I'm going to sleep. I'll wake up. I'll do it tomorrow.
Nah, for us, I'll do it tomorrow. I never did it.
Alright, fine. I'll just do that and that tomorrow. Alright, cool.
Yeah, I used to have a week.
I was kicking it on COVID, man. I was on the game.
Hey, we was on the game. I love COVID. Man. We was getting money.
You love COVID?
Man, hell yeah. If I can do 2022 over again,
I would do.
Not people dying in the disease, but people seen a lot of money. You wasn't working.
Yeah.
In my 30 years of life, I had never seen that much money.
Oh my mama.
Not even in my hands. Like everybody was getting money. Everybody. The nigga you know up the street that never had no money, he was.
I was getting $1,500 a week.
I wish we was older when COVID happened though, because like I said, y'all was getting money.
Yeah,
man, I was getting homework and tests.
That's what I'm saying. But y'all, all the prices was dropped.
Like,
prices now for anything is crazy.
Bro, I'm spending $30 for one.
That's
meal
why
at
I
McDonald's,
spiked up.
Bro.
All that money being printed out, like like I was getting $1,500 a month just doing nothing, bro. Just call his number, like. Mm-hmm. You got free food stamps. You know, the taxes. People was getting 20, 30 bands back on their taxes.
Yeah.
20, 30. Niggas was getting money, bro.
Like you said, you could ride around all the schools and pick up food.
Man, free lunch. Yeah, I was toying free lunch up. I had a little route.
You eating
school
food?
That's crazy.
Yeah, free lunch, right?
Y'all was on the back end. Y'all was on the back end of the school food.
School food's terrible.
Bro, school food when we went was decent.
No, elementary, it was good. That's what I used to tear it up.
Michelle Obama changed it.
But when we got to middle school and high school, oh my God.
But they changed from Papa John's to Tony's Pizza.
How do y'all do it? Papa John's to Tony's Pizza? The crust wasn't even.
That was crazy is you woke up. It was like, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm about to start my school and get schools and give me a lunch.
Yeah. I had a route. True movie. Look, I'm going to tell you.
Breakfast pizza.
It's elementary school by my house. Like, you used to pull up and you just tell them how many kids you got and they just drop a bag. Whatever, how many bags of groceries you had to get out.
You used to lie about how many kids you had.
Yeah, I going up about 3 or 4. You think I had so many chocolate milks?
I got about 3 or 4.
You know, I had a man.
Oh, I got 5 kids in the back right now.
On everything, yeah. Me and my niece had a rap. It was like elementary school, then we'll hit another elementary school, then we'll hit Butler.
Same day?
What?
Yeah, like,
hitting ice on some school food is outrageous.
Same day?
That's outrageous.
See, a nigga like me would have picked the food up and resold it.
Damn, you saw them. You're getting bad if you... Yeah.
But Michelle Obama changed the school lunch, though. Michelle Obama, she went for the healthy, you know, school lunch shit.
Uh-huh. Because
we had Arby's in middle school. We had fucking...
Arby's?
Yes.
Arby's?
Farnsley had Arby's.
Farnsley had Arby's?
Yes. Yeah.
Farnsley.
Yes.
I went to Farnsley.
I swear we had Arby's.
Bro, he was class of
Papa John's.
He was class of 1930.
But the regular school lunch was... Remember the spicy chicken sandwiches?
We had those.
We had
those.
Cracking.
The Tyson joints?
Yeah, but I'm just like... Tyson. Oh, they was Tyson?
What?
Yeah, we had Tyson.
Oh, shoot.
Y'all was living.
And the school lunch, the school ranch was...
Bro, after a while, it turned to like, plant-based, though, I think.
Yeah, we got, like...
See, Michelle Obama did that.
Wow.
She passed a bill because she said that the youth was becoming obese and shit and all that. I feel for y'all, man.
I don't even think the chicken was chicken at the... like.
We had real chicken breasts. I remember that. A whole chicken breast in school.
Nah, that's crazy. Y'all was really living.
No, we did have chicken breasts. We had, like, chicken legs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
but it wasn't real chicken, bro.
It was.
I ain't gonna like to tear it up.
He's probably eating like deer meat.
Hold on, wait. So, what was your favorite school lunch then?
I don't know. You talking about back in high school?
It had to be.
I'm
Arby's.
Talking about COVID since you was picking all them lunches up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It was hit and miss. But the they had like some. I just got it for the chocolate milk though, for real.
Bro, chocolate milk nasty, bro.
You like chocolate milk?
Nah.
I try that chocolate milk up, bro.
Y'all young.
I had one chocolate milk, bro. Delicacy, boy. Like, say it's December. I'm like, I'm not drinking this. That motherfucker didn't expire to like next August or something. Like, it was like a little cartons. I'm like, this ain't no real milk. Ain't no fucking milk.
I know you was fucking up them little juices, though.
Yeah, the little juices.
Yeah, them little juices.
Niggas was fighting over juices, bro.
Yeah.
You coming in the morning, little juices be frozen.
Bro, niggas was fighting over juices, bro. We was in the cafeteria. Somebody had asked for one. Like, he said no. He took it off his plate. They started,
like prison.
He started throwing fists left
to
right.
Did y'all have the French toast sticks in the morning?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we
had. And we had, the, you know, the big ass cinnamon roll?
Yeah, we had all that.
What about the little, like, four waffles in the pack, though?
But I know y'all didn't get them donuts, though. What was the donuts called?
We got the breakfast donuts.
Remember the one they was selling? Somebody found some online and was selling.
They was individually wrapped? Y'all need to talk about.
Yeah, we got everything. Y'all got except for the Arby's. And,
we had Arby's in middle school.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all...
Yeah, Arby's.
You got the
Subway.
No, it was like
Subway. Arby's.
Subway.
Yeah. Y'all,
I'm telling you, though.
We had the
pizza from
Papa John's.
Bro, what?
Central had KFC.
I went to Westport. Westport and Wagner.
Yeah, I went to Western and Wagner. I started out at Western. Western was cracking. Like, we had good lunch at Western. And we had two sides. We had a side where you can get, like, real food, or it's a side you can get regular lunch. You can pay, like, $7 and get, like, a real chicken sandwich and... some sun chips and a fucking...
You guys paying for DLCs.
Hey, man.
You remember back in the day, I don't do it no more because the people that... I guess they had to pay for lunch and nigga be over starving because he couldn't pay for lunch. That was some sad shit, bro. Bro, it used to be some cold shit back going on. That's crazy. You know what I mean? Even at Butler, though, back in the day, like...
Bro, I'm sorry, man.
Because I be looking at Butler now, like, I'm so proud that he came a long way. Like, Foz, like, the hair, like...
Yeah, they used to not allow...
Real talk, like, you couldn't have a fro 2 inches, like... And that shit was incredible. Like, I can't believe that shit went on for that long. Wild. Like, it actually made Charlamagne, you know, Donkey of the Day. Yeah, he made Butler Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne, like, it made national news. Like, they heard policy. Like, it went viral. Wild, like though. In 2016.
But I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't mad about it. You know what I'm saying? Even though I knew I wasn't going to Butler or nothing like that. A meal.
Well,
but my thing is, like, it's always been that way. Like, I was mad that they was fighting the just like I was mad. It's Black History Month. Like, after I learned about segregation and wanting to be desegregated, like, we fucked up with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got white folks that we fuck with now. Even then, people had white folks that they, you know what I'm saying, that fuck with Black people. But I don't want to go sit at your counter if you don't want me to eat there. You're gonna spit in my food and talk crazy to me. I don't want, because we had our own
Demetrius? Yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
We had our own restaurants. We had Black Wall Street. We had our own side of the city in every city.
They need to bring that back.
You know what I'm saying? Why? Yeah.
They did bring it back, but segregation.
Yeah.
We built it back up.
I feel like it should be all Black schools and all white schools still.
But that's what I was saying about Butler. I was mad that they was fighting so hard for their kids to get in there when you could just send them to Central.
Facts.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They can have their locks. They can have whatever they want. You feel? I'm just saying, because every time I hear, you know, a story with Black history, like the boycotts, we want to ride the bus. Like, man, shit, we had our own bus system and we had our own transportation. Why do we want to kick it with some motherfuckers that don't want to kick it with us?
Facts.
You feel me? But
it's because we looked at it as equal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Equality.
But equality to me would have been like, shit, we got a bus too.
Facts.
We can't eat at this diner. Niggas can't eat at this diner. Cool, fuck it. We gonna go eat at Big Mama's diner.
Oh, bro.
You know what I'm saying? See, like,
segregation, it was bad, but at the same time, it's like, bro, you around your kind.
Yeah.
Why you want
put it like this? Put it like this. If we, okay, they went and started basketball. And I'm like, man, shit, we better than them. We're going to go start our own league.
Start your own team.
You know, no matter what, we would have had our own league. You know what I'm saying?
And we better than everybody else.
Come on now. You take all the Black folks, and don't get me wrong, I got plenty of Black or white brothers. But, man, you take Black people out of basketball, football.
Hey. Yeah, it would be crazy.
Yeah, who's the best player in the league right now?
Best player in the league?
Yeah.
My favorite player is KD, but best player in the league.
LeBron.
Nah, bro. LeBron James to the top five in the league. Yeah, I don't know, bro.
I think he is. I mean, just because he's Bron, too. He just still does what Bron do.
Yeah, he can get the job done.
Gets buckets.
He's 45.
But when the niggas be wailing out and crying and shit, and the fake flop, and every time they go to slow motion and he don't even get hit, and he be like, oh, my nose.
It's a certain age group. It's around your age group. You ask who's the GOAT, who's the best player, they say Paul George. Because Paul George was a...
Paul George?
I ain't never heard Paul George. I think
it's a generation
George
under
Washington,
us.
Steph Curry, LeBron James. I ain't never heard of Paul
George.
George Washington.
George Washington over.
I don't know. Because it's so many good players. Like, y'all see 2 weeks ago, everybody was dropping 70, 60.
Yeah.
So it's so many good players. You can't
just
even.
There's no defense being played.
Yeah, that
man.
Too.
It's
but
like,
but you got to think about it. Our league now is way different from the league back then.
Everybody's score.
Yeah, everybody's a scorer.
My new favorite player, I'm a Boston fan. I've been a Boston fan since
too.
Antoine Walker. You know what I'm saying? Paul Pierce, ever, you know. But one of my new favorite players besides, you know, Jason Tatum and all them, Anthony Edwards is a dog, man.
He
like, he be...
Got that dog in him.
He be dunking on niggas like, this shit's 2K. Like... Like, for real, once he, like KG said, I heard KG say, he's like, man, once he hit that corner and you ain't ready, you on a poster, dog.
He's
Ja Morant. Yeah, I fuck with Ja, but Ja's kind of like, I know it's wrong, but it's all kind of fucking up his light. You know what I mean? Because this year is kind of like, he's balling, but it's not the same. You know what I mean? Like, when he came back, they was damn near 0-20.
Facts.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? But.
Y'all fuck with Young Boy?
Yeah.
Like, who's y'all favorite rappers right now? Like who's y'all top three rappers?
Top three? Rod Wave, Young Boy. No, I probably don't got a top three because I don't know. It's a whole bunch of people that can go right there.
Yeah.
Man, my top three used to be Polo.
Nah, he said right now, bro.
Bro, I'm not saying this is whoever you listen to, you know. Yeah.
All right, right now it would probably be.
It seemed like he kind of fell off a little bit, didn't it?
Who?
Polo.
He ain't dropped nothing. Yeah. And then when he was about to, he got arrested.
Yeah.
Then he pushed it back. He's already dropped something, though. Before, okay. I think he's dropping it on the
Some of them young niggas got that old money, too. Like,
Polo's hard.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? Right now, my top three probably going to be. Probably going to have to be Rod. Then going to have to. Dang, who else do I listen to, though?
I used to listen to Rod. I kept crying.
Why you stop?
I can't. I cry every time I listen to that. I ain't gonna say every time, but there's no part. Just...
Yeah, Rod Wave. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't like him because sad songs. Like, bro, come on, bro. He's talking about life.
Like, was it Ghetto Gospel 3? Was it Ghetto Gospel? Which one was it when he first at Heart on Ice?
When he blew up.
Yeah,
I don't know which one. What album
with Green
one?
Light on it. Tattooed. Yeah,
I think it was Ghetto Gospel
2.
It was the one with 3? the blue album cover. That's the one
with the water and it was like
that one.
Nah, when he's at the church window and he's
the church window one. Yeah, that's Galilee Gospel 3. Yeah,
yep. Mm-hmm. That was my.
I mean, I like Rod Wave, but right. I can't listen to him too long. But I think with this new generation, like I don't want to sound like that because I do fuck with like a lot of the music, but it's like even with like Lil Baby, Rod Wave, once you get. Listen to an album. Once you get to like song 5, you think you listen to the shit over and over. Like that's with me. Like Rod Wave. Like from beginning to now, he got stupid hits, but a lot of that shit's like the same kind of thing. Like you know what I'm saying? Like I'd rather listen to a mix of a lot of different new shit because if I listen to a whole album, I might not like you because it's like
facts.
Every time I listen to Lil Baby, I'm like, all right, the first 4 songs is nice. Once you get to 5, it's like, damn, this motherfucker sound like number 1. You know what I'm saying? But it's also because of the formula. If Rod Wave change it up, y'all might not like it if he change it up. You feel me? Like, if I had a favorite rapper, as soon as if it's fly, something new, it's fly. But at the end of the day, your core friends won't what you do. Yep. You know
See,
what I mean?
That's what some rappers do. Like, some rappers just like, they don't have the same flow.
Yeah,
and then the fans will get mad they got the same flow, but then when they switch it up, they get mad that
wasn't it. Y'all complain about everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like what's the nigga's name? Roddy Ricch.
Yeah,
he switched his flow up, and everybody got mad.
Yeah, I was
like,
they talk about
the baby, like how he got the same flow, he switched it up. Oh, he's doing
right, everybody said, hell no.
Yeah,
like right now everybody's talking about Meg Thee Stallion's flow. That's what I've been saying. They've been saying that her flow's the same.
Yeah,
then once you switch it up,
but Megan. Megan has 2 things. She's a woman, so she can get real. Like my wife be listening to a song that's real fly. I cut you off and get mad when you leave. It's like real fly, but it's real feminine.
Mm-hmm.
But when she just dissed the industry, that shit was like a nigga was on there. Like, it wasn't like you was listening to a female. It was this bitch is really like
going at these niggas. You see her diss against Nicki?
Yes. The worst thing that could have happened to Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Nicki, yeah.
The worst thing that could have happened to Nicki Minaj is Megan Thee Stallion, man. A big fine bitch, man, that can rap.
Oh, no. Like, you know what I'm saying? See, I thought it was going to be like Ice Spice or something.
Nah, man. Ice Spice.
She's terrible. I fuck with Ice Spice.
Yeah. I fuck with her because she got a fat old ass. But
I like the bike that motherfucker.
She got a couple good songs.
You think
I think it's
not
a lane.
When I
listen to music, I feel like it's a lane for it. Like, I might not say, like, especially if you trying to turn me on to something, I probably won't say it's crap because I'd be like, I know it's a lane for it. You know what I mean? Like,
she's making it for them type of people.
And she's from New York. So some pretty bitches that like to smoke motherfucking backwoods and listen to, you know what I'm saying, some flash shit and get a quote from it, they gonna listen to shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like
smokers. I'm good.
No, you good.
Y'all smokers?
I don't smoke.
You feel me? I did dibble and dabble.
That's what's up, bro. So he's sober. He don't smoke or drink.
I know them younger folks. They like them backwoods and they fucking terrible. Give me some cones, bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck off, backwood, bro. See, they be trying to smoke like that. Smoke rapper joints. Yeah. Y'all don't fuck with that, bro. Y'all not. Junkie, bro. Y'all not with that shit.
They do be
trying to do that. Try and press some bitches.
They do be trying to do that.
High, stupid. They gotta fucking have your passenger seat all the way back like this. Then you can't move.
It's a trend. I've never been a trend smoker. Like, when I started smoking, I was 11, 12.
You said when you started?
Yeah, hitting roaches with my cousin. Like, you know what I'm saying? His mama used to put roaches out like this.
11, 12 is crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But ninth grade, like, back then, though, it was like
We played
football. Like, we was trying. That's why I always tell the youth, like, y'all men, but it's y'all still young. Yeah. Like,
when my mama,
when my mama used to say, don't rush to grow up, like, I understand 100% now, because everything we did, even though we was kids and we was doing kid shit, we was, you know how I feel. You thought we was grown. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we played football and we chased girls and we listened to music. Like that's what we did.
Yeah,
it was in the neighborhood, like,
too.
Outside. So, you know what I'm saying? Hitting a little piece of weed was kind of like drinking taking a sip of beer or something.
My mama used to, she's telling me to go light her cigarettes on the stove. And I used to, I was like six or so. I was young as fuck. I'm like, this is illegal, ain't it?
You hit it before?
Yeah, and she should tell me, I said, I can't light it. You got to inhale. You got to hit it to light it. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
Damn.
I had a terrible childhood.
You had to do it.
Huh?
That sounds like a great childhood.
You got to in cigarette going sometimes. Yeah. You can just hold it on her, but you got to actually puff on it to get to, you know what I mean?
I know it.
Because once you walk off from a cigarette, it's going to go out.
Yeah, I ain't never said it. I'm like, I'm not like this. It was kind of rough there for a minute. Yeah.
Our generation got that bad too, though. I see 12-year-olds, 13, bro, them vape pens, all that.
Oh, Mr.
I'm jealous because if I had a weed pen, fuck that. If I had an Apple Watch, though, I would have passed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on now, like.
Cause I remember back in our high school, you couldn't have no cell phone.
Fuck no.
They tell you bet not in the hallway.
Take it to the end of the
Apple
year.
Apple Watch used to come in
clutch.
Hold
on, was you a cheater in school? Man. Like
what? King cheater.
Man, I think I passed. Oh my God.
Bro, freshman year, cheater.
I gotta sit up. Hold on.
Freshman year, this nigga he used to come in class 30 minutes early. School started at 7:40. He's 7
o'clock. Who got last night's work?
No, he used to take the answers off the teacher's desk.
Teacher got the answers on the desk. I'm talking, I'm coming in, I'm snapping pictures, airdropping it to the whole class.
Ooh.
Everybody's passing homework, tests, all that.
Nigga, we would have been.
Did you ever get caught on the job?
All right, so look, I was chilling one time. I didn't do the homework. My fault. I didn't do the homework. So I came in 30 minutes early, snapped the pic. I sat down. I'm starting to do the homework with the answer sitting on my desk with like on my phone. Yeah. She's walking in. She starts doing like some attendance or something. She walks past my desk. I wasn't paying attention. I'm in the zone.
Yeah.
She walked back. She looked at my phone. She's like, what's that? I try to grab my phone. She snatches it from me. Like snatches it before I can even get it.
Yeah.
She looks at it. She's like, oh, these are the homework answers, huh? She takes the phone. She takes my homework. My backpack, I get sent out of the classroom. Parents get phone called home. They had a whole investigation about cheating and homework and all that.
I would have been right there.
Right there with you, yeah.
I was king cheater.
I came in like next day, did the same thing, and you ain't gonna lie. I was
Man, still I used to flirt what with girls to math. Do it. To it cheat.
Was bad. Like, she kept the homework in the same spot. Like, when I came back and I still see it, I'm still going to, like, yes, get the homework. I would at least move it out the way. Like, come on now. Man, everybody's still passing.
I used to flirt with chicks, and chicks really thought I liked them and shit. Like,
the whole time you just needed to pass the class.
Like,
the whole
time, like, right, this one chick, she was the, like, hey, she wasn't a looker. She was a good...
But she
they never are.
Every time I might be walking to class and she might be like, "You ain't do last night's homework, did you?" Nope. Here, give it back to me next period.
You got me.
I'd be like, "Oh, snap." Yeah.
Like every period. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She'd be like, "You ain't do Miss Jackson's book work, did you?"
Man.
Don't get caught with it.
That's all they say. Don't get me in trouble.
Y'all ever had like elite ways of like cheating?
Yes.
Elite ways.
I became friends with an African.
Like, what's the most elite way of, like, y'all cheated? Like,
one time, they made us put our folders, like, underneath our desk with the the little cubby or whatever. And I put like, the answers. It was, like, a see-through folder. I put the answers, like close up to where I can see. I just looked down the whole time.
It was really special. I mean, only one I can remember is I had a note card. Like, it was a math test, and I had a note card. I had all the answers and the formulas down in the note card. You know, we had like the covers on the calculator. So I kept my calculator. I mean, I kept the notes behind the calculator with the cover behind it. So I would just slide it down, look at it real quick, and just slide it back up real quick.
You talking about the TI-83?
TI-83. Yeah. That big doinker.
Yeah, I have that technology, though.
I don't know. Wagner and West Point, you didn't really do no work. I went to school with a bunch of dummies.
I didn't do no work.
No work in West Point.
We had to do no fucking work. I swear. And I don't know. I was one of the smartest kids in my class, but I'm a joking nigga, so I'm with the, because really I was supposed to be in advanced classes to keep it 1,000, but 6th, 7th grade, I'm like, man, fuck this. I want to be with my homies. So I get done my work real quick. They still joking around to some idiots. So, I mean, I'll never forget this. So this is graduation day, last day of school. You know, niggas didn't graduate, didn't dress up. So I come in there in my shirt and tie. How you graduate? Nigga, I did my
work. Crazy.
Man.
Sick. That's crazy.
Oh, you, man, if you graduate, they was like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, my bro.
Yeah, they was upset.
If you graduate, no I was supposed to be. My junior, senior year.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do no work until my junior, senior year. Like,
man, what? See, I did the bare minimum.
When I went to Wagner.
I did the bare minimum also. Like, from freshman to junior year, I was like, it started off strong, then it started going down.
Bro, after COVID, bro.
After COVID, I came back in the senior
y'all
year and was like, man,
COVID,
I'm not doing none of this.
We did, but we didn't. Everybody's grades.
Y'all can reclassify.
Yeah, a lot of niggas did that shit. Like,
I went to my counselor and my teacher. I said, so what class do I need to pass? They said I need to pass 2 classes. I had like 8 of them. I think they told me that I focused on 2 classes. All the rest of the classes, I was joking.
What year was that?
My senior year. That was my last year.
Check this out. When I got to Wagner after Western, I'm thinking I'm a junior.
Wait, what?
I went out to play football. I had a job. We had moved. My mom was like, you need to choose between the job and playing football. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to play football because I ain't played since freshman year. I played my whole freshman year, played varsity a little bit, all that shit. But when I got kicked off the team, I just was at Western. I just was, you feel me? I had my girl, you feel me? And I just was, you feel me, blowing strong and just being a dickhead, you feel me? When I got to Wagner, and they told me, hey, man, you can't play football. I'm like, why? They're like, you ain't on grade level. I'm like, what? What grade am I in? Like, you a sophomore? I'm like, man, I'm a junior. But she was like, after Christmas, if you do everything you're supposed to do, you'll be a junior. But starting out senior year, you'll be a junior. But if you do everything you're supposed to do, after that, you'll be a senior. Like, after Christmas. So I couldn't co-op or nothing.
Damn.
Like, I had senior English. And everybody be like, man, I forgot her name, a little short, Shaquita Thomas. Shaquita?
Yeah.
I was walking with her one day out of the class, and she was like, why we don't never see you after this period? We all go to the mall and got jobs and shit. I'm like, shit, I got freshman geometry.
Yeah,
I got sophomore, freshman, you feel me?
Geometry.
And I'm a senior, but you said elite way of cheating. I only passed Ms. Broyles' math class. It was like a sophomore. It was my senior year, a sophomore class. Like, I sat next to this big white girl in the back. Quiet. She was, but one of the coolest people I ever met. And I always was like, I don't know. I think she smelled pretty good. She just was a big white girl. Mm-hmm. She just was huge. She had a little purse. She always had a, you know how people drink the Stanley? She had a little cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I tried one day because I made her laugh and she was like, you're so funny. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, can I see that? I didn't do it. And she was like, sure. I'm like, you sleeping on my desk? And I'm like, cool. So every day in the back, she's becoming like a not getting in trouble, but she's like, Rebecca, you need to, but I got her back her rolling after class. I'm like, yo, can you have my CF for the night and bring it back to you before? Yes, just bring it back tomorrow. Give it to just, I'm they like, be man.
Cool. Some white girls be cool.
Most with niggas, you know.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
They found us intrigued, man. But before we go any farther, man, make sure y'all go and like and subscribe to our YouTube, Big and Lazy Podcast on YouTube, Big and Lazy Podcast, anywhere you get music, Spotify, Apple Music Podcast. And, man, tune in, man, because we keep bringing y'all this content, man.
Yes.
With these wonderful people, man.
Every week.
You know, so drop y'all, you know, where they can find y'all and subscribe, you know.
Shit, really dang on all platforms.
Yeah, 4K.
Kick, John. Instagram, Snapchat. Kick?
You still kicking? Uvu, he a freak.
Facebook.
He trying to act like he want a freak. He got
House
kicked.
Party, Monkey.
Yeah.
YouTube, Twitch. What else is it?
MySpace.
Porno. MySpace. Oh, all that.
You really y'all on MySpace?
Hell
no. No, okay. Because I ain't never heard no house party at that. Is that a real thing?
House party?
Like Clubhouse?
What?
What? Skype?
You never heard of a house party?
No, what is it?
Oh, house my God. Y'all know what Uvu is, right?
Yeah, it's like a big, it's like a yeah. thing. Yeah, your screen will look like this.
House party is like Uvu and Monkey, like, yeah, putting one.
House party, oh my God.
It's like it was like the first Zoom.
Yeah, elementary and middle school, that's all niggas used to be on.
I remember niggas was like, house party me.
I don't know no damn monkey. I know I heard of Uvu, but I never heard of monkey or house.
Bro, monkey turned freaky.
Yeah,
bro.
Monkey niggas be on there.
All that shit became freaky.
Niggas with his shirt off.
All that shit became freaky. I don't even get on. I don't even have Snapchat no more.
They took my Snapchat. I used Snapchat for YouTube. Just took my Snapchat.
Yeah, Snapchat got you.
Yeah, but y'all can find me on 4. You feel me? 4K John everywhere. Instagram _ 4K John. Yeah, I don't got no Snapchat. But y'all can find me on Instagram, YouTube,
TikTok.
Oh yeah, TikTok _4K John. I think I won't be doing my tags for real. All
right, before we get out of here, and I'm not taking your shit, but if y'all could see anybody from y'all's age group, you know, on the pod, and y'all can reach out and really grab them, you know, like, yo, we just did Big and Lazy Pod. We were like, you know what I'm saying, man, y'all gotta go fuck with them. Who would y'all bring on? Or,
bro, I'm gatekeeping, bro. Gatekeeping.
Oh, nah, who should we bring on? I feel like Chance would be funny on here. Yeah, Chance.
What about Sage?
Sage, yeah.
Talking about 2K, baby?
Nah.
He went to Butler.
Nah, crazy. Yeah, crazy story. Sage's his manager or whatever hit me up. Talking about less work.
YC?
I think.
Short dude.
Yeah. He brown skin?
Yeah, YC.
Yeah, he texted me. He was like, let's work.
Young Commercial? Yeah, because he's big on content.
That's what's up. I'm going to give y'all a piece of advice. The ugly, lame chicks in high school, in about 10 years, they're going to be...
The baddest.
They're going to be the baddest. I'm telling you. So. Oh, I guarantee you, bro. So.
I saw my girl in middle school and in high school.
The glow up's real. Just be nice to the ugly.
I don't think so.
Hey.
You don't think so?
Nah.
See, so he's the Tupac on, huh?
He just dropped the gem on you, bro.
I'm not
just keep an eye on that one that was just smart and you didn't look at like that. She going to be the... And... They be the freakiest.
Is it some trick gum or something?
Nah.
I don't trust y'all.
Yeah, I'm cool. Why you spool some gum at your pocket? Y'all some prices?
Might be some fart gum or something.
I ain't breaking that. You needed it.
Did my breath stink?
Yeah.
I'm cool.
I seen Pee Wee Herman.
Nah, your breath coming. You feel me?
Oh, you ain't gonna...
Nah, I'm playing.
Hold on, cuz.
Nah, that's crazy.
Not too much, bro. I'm gonna get it up. What was I about to say?
Pee Wee Herman, though.
Right there. Oh, okay. Damn.
Nah.
Yeah, we just fuck with y'all.
Y'all seen Pee Wee Herman, though? I know y'all ain't.
Who?
Ah, man. R.P. Pee Wee, man. Pee Wee Herman's a weird dude. But he had a trick gum, and when he gave it to somebody, it just started changing his mouth colors.
Oh, no. I don't know about
weird
that.
As fuck.
That's some old shit.
Yeah, that shit was definitely some old shit.
He tried a baby dance right there.
That's where he got it from.
Yeah,
right. Man. Okay. Go watch Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Mm. It was a pleasure talking to y'all, man. Before we get out of here, this Big and Lazy Podcast, man, give us something good to eat and something good to watch.
Something good to eat?
Yeah.
I mean, shit. You can't go wrong with chicken Alfredo.
No, you can't.
I just had some shit today.
Shrimp Alfredo. Shrimp Alfredo.
Chicken and shrimp together.
Matter of fact,
I do, but they ain't
for me. All right, get a Philly cheesesteak.
Nah, right. I don't fuck with Philly cheese.
You don't fuck with Philly cheese sticks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all don't fuck with Wing Station, the Butler Box?
Damn, y'all don't fuck with...
Man, the Butler Box used to smack.
They still do. I still get a Butler Box.
I was in marching band, so like we had band camp and stuff like that. Man, I used to go over every day.
I'm still over once a week.
It used to be $5.
Man, I was like seven.
Man, I don't care. I'm over once a week.
I remember it was like 422. Like, it was so crazy.
Man, what? Man, that used to be $5.
I got somewhere for y'all to eat. Me and my wife went and ate at Veronica's, man.
The Berea place?
Yes. I had a Berea pizza and that shit slapped. It's like I got it from out of town or some shit.
It's good like that?
Great. And it was packed out. I had a little Mexican nigga.
What's
on
the price
stage.
Though?
I don't know, man. I was buttered.
They be waxing now.
It was like $27 for the pizza.
What? But we went to Boombas and bro? And
it's nice.
They had like $140 for like four pieces. Remember that?
Boombas.
Yeah. Bro, they had. Bro, it was like after we got the tattoos, stuff like that, bro. Nigga, we had like four pieces. And like everybody had like two wings or something like that. It was like $140.
It wasn't a tattoo. This was when we Thanksgiving for the homeless people.
Yeah,
they was waxing. We paid like $140 for some pieces.
What about the homeless people? What'd you?
Last year, 2022, for Thanksgiving, we was just giving out clothes and food.
Really? That's what's up. I was feeding homeless.
Keep doing
so
it,
one,
man.
One lady, she got off on this. We had like 6-7 bags of clothes.
We walked away.
She came back, all gone. She took like 2-3 bags.
I'm talking about she's trying to wave with my on my shoulder with them. Some good. Y'all ever try Kyosho Hibachi?
Kyosho?
Yeah.
That sound like my cousin. I got cousin in Kyosho.
Nah, yeah, Kyoshi Hibachi's good.
Something to watch.
You want to know something? I never had hibachi, man.
I've only ever had it once,
and it was like a leftover. Like my girl didn't eat it.
Oh, yeah, you need to definitely try. Hibachi is top three.
I've been around people eating sushi. I just never indulge.
See, the sushi's not always raw. So some people think.
No. Yeah, I know it ain't. Drake's got good sushi.
Drake. I can't go Drake's. I'm too broke.
In due time, man, this shit ready to blow up for y'all, man.
Yeah, man.
Something. What y'all be watching? Like Hulu?
Yeah, I don't know.
Amazon Prime?
Hulu.
Disney Plus.
Y'all watch Reacher?
Yep, Disney Plus. Reacher. What's that?
Disney Plus. It takes me back.
Amazon Prime, facts. I think.
Y'all like movies better or TV shows?
Facts.
It's hard nowadays. Because now
Reacher's a TV show. Reacher's on Amazon Prime. It's a good ass show.
Now the movies is kind of... is TV show. They just split that shit up for you.
Or go to Hulu and watch The System. Me and my girl be watching a whole bunch of stuff on Hulu and stuff like that. All would be cool.
Or you can just watch Big and Lazy Podcast, you know.
Facts. Or System. Yeah, it's called The System. So right. Hulu. Facts.
Yeah, I don't know nothing to watch.
I watch a lot of YouTube, though.
I watched the first season, but after that, I don't know. I can't watch a series for too long.
Yeah.
I got to come back to it.
It's a dope show. I've been watching Sopranos here lately. I really can't. It's boring, though.
Yeah, Sopranos is slow. It's just a lot of killing.
Mafia,
Snowfall.
You
watch Snowfall?
Yes.
I never watched Snowfall. I am going to watch it though because you know what? I don't watch shows while they're on because people gonna tell it once you get online. So I gotta watch Raising Kanan and Snowfall. That's my two shows I gotta watch. But I'll be on YouTube, bro. Like I said, I'll be doing the same shit y'all be. I'll be on The Game all day if I get a chance to. I watch YouTube at night. You know what I'm saying? Like, once I get off The Game, like, some shit don't really change too much. Once you get 30, you just be bored as fuck.
One more question before we get out of here. What's the best Call of Duty ever?
Like, best Call of Duty ever?
Black Ops 2.
Bruh, it's not even close.
Black Ops 2 was hard.
I gotta say Modern Warfare, bro.
Modern Warfare was hard.
Which one?
Two, probably.
What you talking about? New 2? Not
remastered, the old one.
Yeah.
Either Black Ops 3 or Modern Warfare 2.
Nah, it had to be Black Ops 2, bro.
Black Ops 3? That's when they went to space.
Black Ops 3 was duty, bro.
It was.
After Black Ops 2, it was terrible, bro.
Black Ops 3 was
Black Ops 3,
duty.
But that's just... Black Ops 4, booty.
Black Ops 2 was ass.
No, Black Ops 3 and 4 was booty, bro.
Four was terrible.
Modern
Warfare 2 is top three Call of Duty games.
It can be top three, but it's not beating Black Ops 2.
Mm. Black Ops 2.
Everybody better get their gaming in because once GTA 6 drop.
I'm not talking to nobody when that drop. I'm not buying no Madden, no 2K.
I'm not buying none of that
I'm
shit.
I'm not texting nobody back. I'm not leaving the house.
They're going to have a missing poster for me. I'm going to be in my room with GTA 6 fiending, grinding.
We got to wait a whole year for that.
And it's just like
that. 2025, a whole nother year. Crazy.
Trying my best to stay alive.
Stay alive. That's what I'm saying. Stay out of trouble. Stay alive.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for coming, man.
Appreciate
the time.
We out, man. Just
Part
like
two?
That, man.
Part two?
Soon.
We gonna tease that. Yes, sir. That's gonna be the first clip, part two.
Niggas is edging.
And we out.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.